Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hello, hello. Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Zeit Be Giants, the evening edition of the Daily Zeitgeist. That one is brought to you by at Saucy Buckaroo.
I like to think that this is what happens like at night radio when things get kind of smooth.
Yes.
I used to host a show called The Secret.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I was a substitute at 88 WERS. Welcome to the secret spot. If you're so horny, you could die. Call in and we'll play a song for you.
Is that really what the punchline?
Okay,
I was hoping like you. That's how chill the show's like. Look,
no,
if you're so horny, you could die.
If you have a boner, give us a call.
Boner.
If you have
boner. Classy, classy. So let's get into some of the top stories of today.
Yes, I love this first one.
First one. This, for whatever reason, Coyote Cat was trending, and once you click on whatever the fuck that story was, it's this, so it's a local story, all right, for the Angelinos out there, this is for us.
You'll know what we're talking about.
First of all, Highland Park, you know, one of the great epicenters of gentrification in this city.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's in a hilly area.
Yes.
And in LA, you know, if you live near here, hills and with droughts and things, there's coyotes around.
There's coyotes in my neighborhood all the time.
Yeah. In the most like far away from the hills places in LA, you still see random coyotes.
Coyotes find a way. And there's sometimes you're like, is that dog sick? Oh no. It's a coyote.
It's coyote.
Yes.
Yeah. And this one is about Max the cat.
Oh, a really king among kings.
If you heard that there was a video captured by a Ring camera of a cat versus three coyotes, you're probably going to say, NSFW. I hate the surveillance state. Thank you. Where are my priorities?
But
first,
also,
fuck the surveillance state.
Yes.
Step two, also, that sounds like it would be gory. Most people in LA know somebody who has had a small pet attacked by coyotes.
Yes.
Typically, fatally. Tragically. This did not end like that.
Not Max.
This video is of a cat just chest up protecting his fucking home.
I know. I'm like, are his owners like the most incredible people in the entire, like, he's just having absolutely none of it. The coyotes, like,
are scared. Like,
they're afraid they retreat.
Yeah.
It's so
life affirming a little bit to think like it's one little cat versus three, you know. Larger coyotes.
A win for the little. Oh, I love that in the news video they say like Maya, cat owner.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, Max. Yeah, Max lunges at them. They run away. They go. Do you have coyotes in your neighborhood? I have coyotes stalking my neighborhood.
No, I mean when I lived like closer to like the hilly areas, yes, I would see them, but not now, not in the valle, not
sometimes,
in that valley.
Oh yeah, that's
you
true.
See them less, but you do see them sometimes. You're almost like, why are you this far?
If I go to CVS past 11 p.m., I'm gonna run into a coyote. Usually, it's fine.
Guaranteed.
Almost nearly? Guaranteed. The route that I take, it's like highly likely that you're gonna see a skunk or a coyote or on a tough walk, both.
Right, and then. But you're fine because your dog, Sonny, will just scare them away with his, like, red pill rhetoric.
Oh,
right?
Sonny will start, like...
He red pills the coyotes.
He gives them the red pill, and then they have, like, bigger fish to fry once they've been
right.
red pill. But sometimes he'll red pill them, and then they'll want to kill me even more because...
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah, and they're like, you're going to let her walk you around on leash, dude? Oh, all right. Toxic
oh, you
feminism.
Fucking cook. When I walk Sonny around on a leash, he says he feels like a cook.
So anyway, shout out to Max and the coyotes in Highland Park, I guess. Next up is the Astros.
Okay.
Now, this relates to my city.
Sports team. Okay.
This relates to my city.
Sports team?
And it relates to your city as well.
Ooh.
Because the Houston Astros were basically found to be stealing signs. From the pitchers.
Okay.
In the 2017 season where they beat the Dodgers for the World Series.
Okay.
The loss of that World Series for Dodgers fans created shockwaves. People hated Kershaw. People ran Darvish Yu out of the city.
I remember that. I'm like, and I don't care about sports.
Right.
Even I knew about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big thing. Yeah. You were probably hearing names like, who's this Darvish
guy?
Oh, he really messed
like
up.
Him. We don't like him. Okay.
Right. And it was tumultuous because there was just, we played such a great series and then we come to find out they were cheating that season. And then it also relates to you because the Boston Red Sox are also 2018. Also investigated for sign stealing.
Oh, Boston sports are so corrupt as fuck, man. I was working at the Globe when Deflategate was going on.
Oh yeah, pal.
And that whole they've got a lot riding on this. Okay, we don't got a lot over there, so
right.
we cheat to win.
Well, so it's wild because Alex Cora, who's the Red Sox manager for that World Series, was a coach for the Astros at the time of this other cheating scandal. So Alex Cora is...
Oh, so there's a common thread.
Common thread, Alex
Cora. Okay, so he's just like a scammer.
Yes, and it's great to see because many Dodger fans, especially like the hardcore, are like... People are like apologizing to Darvish. They're like, we're so sorry. Like, we were basically abusing you on Twitter.
Oh, that's kind
like,
of.
We
you
should've...
never see that. People be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I well,
there are
you.
Some. The shit on Twitter, there are people who are like, you know, watching the Dodgers win a World Series was what my father's last dying wishes. And we watched that 2017 series and we lost. And then he passed away tragically. He's like, so for people who want to tell me to calm down, it's just sports, shut the fuck up.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, it's wild. And then, you know, for them to be straight up cheating to win games, yet there are people like Pete Rose who just bet against his team. Not cheating.
Yeah.
Just betting. That's definitely, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be no vested reason to do that, right?
Yeah.
No,
nah,
I don't think so.
Nah.
You know
but anyway.
You know who doesn't cheat?
Hmm.
Boston Bruins.
They never cheat, huh?
No, they don't cheat. You know why? No one cares.
Oh.
People don't care enough for them to cheat.
Who knows? I mean, if you look at those early 90s teams, they were dominant. I wonder what was going on.
That's
was the secret sauce back then?
That's true. Yeah, I bet that there was some sauce involved. Now people are just like, you gotta have people invested to make it worth it.
Yeah, but you're also biased because, full disclosure, Ray Bourque, I'm pretty sure held you
Ray
as
Bourque
a baby.
Kissed me when I was a baby.
Yeah, so
I have a lot of magic.
You got a little Bruin bias.
I got a lot of magic, yeah.
Anyway, so that's going off the charts. And also this other story about this beauty YouTuber, Nikki DeJager, who...
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, so she basically posted a video where she came out as a transgender woman.
Oh, awesome.
And then explained, though, that she wanted to do that on her own terms, but she was being blackmailed. And people were threatening to out her. So to reclaim any kind of agency,
right.
she had to post this video.
She like, possibly before she wanted to.
Exactly.
That fucking...
It's disgusting. I mean, you know, the video that she posted is really, like, moving. And it's about, like, self-love and acceptance. I didn't realize... full disclosure, I don't know much about YouTube these days.
Full disclosure, I know a little bit too much about YouTube.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you knew because I was like, I just know there's always some new beauty vlogger. And then there was like, I remember last summer, like there were feuding beauty vloggers.
There was that whole Tati thing. There, that was all.
Wasn't
it
with like vitamins for your hair or something?
That was a business dispute that she was having with James Charles. And then she's like, that was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, YouTube drama is horrible. And this is like, bigoted YouTube this is drama just disgu- on top
it's
of
just
it. Like,
fucked
it's
up.
Fucking horrible.
I, you know, to not allow somebody to come out or share whatever their truth is when they want to is fucking violent. And it's yeah, I don't know. I'm just the fans again. Her fans on Twitter, they're like, yo, give me an address because I want to pull up to this person blackmailing her.
Ugh, it's just like, what? Why spend your time doing that? There's been a lot of very sinister stuff going on in the YouTube, specifically also, the trans YouTube community.
Yeah,
recently.
And just it's still like odd that we're still in an era too where potentially the media outlets that would put a story out like that mm-hmm. are interested because of the clicks rather than being like, I'm not interested. That's their truth to live. And we live in a world where being trans or gay or whatever mm-hmm. is not some kind of like, oh my God, wait till you hear this.
Every time you hear that, I think of like that Lance Bass, like People magazine cover where like that was like a different time where it's like, if you come out, it's so rare.
Yeah, it's a different environment.
I hate that she was forced out, not on her own terms, but I'm glad that she's taking control of
the
narrative.
I think most people are very supportive. It's again, we're trying to change.
Keep on tubing out there.
Yeah, I have a feeling she'll be fine because the video I saw, her makeup was on point.
Beauty YouTubers, I mean, got money. It's crazy.
Do you ever try a beauty tutorial? What was the last beauty? Never.
I like to watch them, but yeah. I've never. I'm like really into. Oh shit! I'm really into ASMR YouTube. I'm into very long video essays YouTube. There's one that came out from one of my favorite YouTubers, ContraPoints, recently that's about like YouTube specific cancel culture, and she talks a lot about the James Charles issues and like just all these just the ways that people tend to react to this community specifically.
Have you seen, and forgive me if I'm botching her name, Li Ziqi? She's a Chinese YouTuber who does mm-hmm. like these are long process videos. Shout out to the homie Jossie who put me onto these videos.
Oh, okay.
No, it's like she lives in some whimsical part of China where she's growing her own food and be like, I'm gonna make a bamboo furniture set. And she's cutting the shit down and like it's like showing how it's done, but it's shot very cinematic. Like, I don't know. It looks like an Asian soap opera, but also will be like making ice cream. And then she's always like chilling with her grandma, but like picking the most beautiful fruits and vegetables and like using like very classical methods to make things. When it was first described, I was like, yeah, sure. Then I watched literally 40 minutes straight of them. And I'm like,
YouTube can be very like specifically pure in ways like that. I mean, even some beauty vloggers, you're just like, you know, it's just fun to watch something happen in front of you.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Especially like this thing, which takes like when you see someone weave shit and like put all this energy into something that we take such for granted because we live in this like hyper consumer age. You're like, right, we have no skills as people, like in certain areas, because we don't make anything. We don't know how to make anything. Just buy it.
Well, I feel like, I mean, I'm not super familiar with Nikki's work, but I hope that she is doing okay. That's
brutal. Yeah, at least from that tutorial, it seemed, you know, it wasn't the time she wanted, but yeah, I mean.
Taking control of the narrative.
But yeah, honestly, like, fuck you to the fullest for blackmailing her to, anyway. And then finally, I just want to check in with Dr. Oz because last week, I don't know if you remember, he canceled Breakfast.
No, I didn't know
this motherfucker came out.
Breakfast found destroyed.
Yeah, they call it Brexit. Some people, okay, whatever, it's stupid.
Brexit.
But he was just basically saying like, you don't need to eat. He's like, wait till like brunch time. That's when you should eat your first meal. Mm-hmm. And that caused all kinds of people going back and forth. Everyone had a take on this, like suddenly we're experts on everything. But then Mark Wahlberg, mm-hmm. let's bring it back to Boston, y'all. He really had an issue with it. Like he was just trying to, you know, show him. He's like, you know, breakfast is a real and integral part
Mark
of the
Wahlberg
experience.
Such a loser.
Yeah. He said that breakfast cannot be canceled. Okay.
Wow.
And then, so after that, Dr. Oz, apparently he just couldn't help himself. He like not only wants to sit down come to some kind of agreement about breakfast and whether or not it should be canceled. Mm-hmm. But he's also challenging him to a one-legged push-up contest.
I hate that so much.
And he thinks he can beat Mark Wahlberg, who wakes up at fucking like 3:30.
That story is so, yeah, his schedule is insane. Let's not forget he's also committed hate crimes that he was later so sorry for. God, it's just like, yeah, if you want to watch two like wax figures try to be athletic at each other. I guess that's.
I think, yeah.
I would watch it. I will say I would watch.
I would watch it because somewhere in my mind, I hope Dr. Oz would beat Meathead Mark Wahlberg.
Who do I want to lose more?
Yeah, more. Yeah, it's tough. I only think I want Oz to win because visually you think, of course, super ripped midlife crisis Mark Wahlberg is going to have it in him. Where I feel like Dr. Oz is like...
Mark Wahlberg is suffering.
Yeah.
He really is.
Whereas Dr. Oz, I feel like he's like, they don't know my one secret move, the one-legged push-up. I could do these all day. And he's like...
preparing for this for years.
Exactly. He's baiting him into his arena.
Oh, I hate him so much. He's so gross.
Anyway, so that's that. Thank you for sticking around with us tonight. And put the kids to bed.
And everyone, if you're out there and you're so horny, you think you're going to die, give us a phone.
Yeah, if your bonars are going off on the sonar.
If your bonar sonar is out of control, we should be removed.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. Sweet dreams. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.